Rows of old film studio buildings reflected in a shiny gold surface. As the surface turns, it's revealed to be the edge of a shield with the letters WB in its center. Warner Brothers Pictures, the Time Warner Company. A first-person view rounding a garden hedge and passing some outbuildings. A shed sits at the end of the garden. Electricity crackles around the door, on which is a pulsing warning sign. Voltage Pictures. A flashing red record symbol forms the O in Hit Record Films. A cartoon girl cat swishes its hair. A boy chipmunk's eyes pop out on stalks. Voltage Pictures presents. A hot babe emerges from a swimming pool. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Scarlett Johansson, Julianne Moore, Rob Brown, Glenn Hadley, Brie Larson, Jeremy Luke, Italia Ricci, and Tony Danza. Clips of dishy women on various media, quiz shows, music videos, chat shows. A mutant archer shoots a topless babe through a left nipple and right eyeball. More red-hot babes on the red carpet at a film premiere, a sexy weather girl, a ring girl at a boxing match, bikini babes at the beach, more music video clips and aerobics babes. Don John. The title flickers and disappears. A series of bright, quick-cut, vague images. A man opens a laptop.
Yo, not gonna lie. This sound gets me hard as a fucking rock.
He sits in a darkened room.
But I don't like to go too fast right off the bat. Yeah, I'd rather work my way into it. Nice and easy. So I'll start off with some stills.
Of foxy chicks.
Damn. Once I'm getting into it, I start looking for a video.
He types Pornhub.com.
I never actually touch my cock till I find the right clip. Then once I do, goodbye. For the next few minutes, all the bullshit fades away, and the only thing in the world is those tits. That ass. The blowjob. The cowboy, the doggy, the money shot, and that's it. I don't gotta say anything, I don't gotta do anything. I just fucking lose myself.
He grabs a tissue to clean himself up.
There's only a few things I really care about in life.
He lifts weights.
My body. My pad. My ride.
He gets in his car.
My family.
Amen.
My church. My boys.
With a girl in a club.
My girls.
He dances, kisses, and has sex with a variety of girls.
And my porn. I know, that last one sounds weird, but I'm just being honest. Nothing else does it for me the same way. Not even real pussy. And yo, I get plenty of that. Why you think my boys call me the Don?
Johnny Boy!
John, what's good, baby?
What up? You good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Johnny, look at me. Huh? Is everything good with you?
What's the matter with this guy?
Yeah, you fine?
Get the fuck off me.
Yeah, real talk. Purple.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's better than not bad. You ain't see her turn around yet.
What are you calling her, a 7?
That's an 8. At least an 8.
That is not an 8. She's cute in the face. You can maybe call the face an 8. Tits are like a 4.
Yeah, but the butt, man, is exceptional. I'm telling you. It changes everything.
Shit.
What?
Sequence.
Oh,
don't look.
What? Who is that?
You remember her?
Look, she's coming over here.
Because you're staring right at her.
John turns to face the girl.
Well, look who the fuck it is.
How you doing?
Why didn't you call me back?
Come on, you're a grown woman. Did you think I was gonna call you back?
You're pathetic, you know that? Every week you get a new bitch.
John eyes her.
Why'd you come home with me?
He smiles smugly.
Fuck you.
8? No, that might be a 9.
You shitting me, that's a 7.
Out of your fucking mind.
I gave you the 8. Your record's still intact. Chill out.
You heard what she said? Everyone knows about the streak.
You're sick. You know that, right?
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh, my damn.
What? Where?
Red.
Holy shit. shit, right? That's a dime.
That is a dime.
Nah, she's hot, but it's not a dime.
Yo, I don't even mess with blondes like that, but that right there is a dime.
Fuck yeah, it is.
I don't know, man. I think there might be some lasagna up in there.
I don't think so.
Definitely not. She keep her shit tight, you could tell.
Yeah, nah, I don't know,
yeah,
man.
See, he likes that skinny shit. He likes that skinny, high fashion, looks like a boy
fuck
shit.
You.
You do, admit it.
He's kind of right, man. You
listen,
do.
I don't like more than a handful of titty.
Yo.
No. A nice handful, I love it. But more than that, it's like, nah, shit starts to remind me of my mom or something.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, your mom do got some big ass titties.
I'm talking about my mother.
You brought up your mother.
Yeah, if you don't like that, there's something seriously wrong with you.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said it's not a dime.
That's incorrect. Well, fuck it, she's taller than you anyway, right?
Oh, fuck you, Johnny.
I'm playing, come on.
Yo. You gonna get that?
They're watching a blonde in a red dress at the bar. As she orders a drink, John sidles over.
Hey, Sammy boy, how you doing?
You good?
Hey, let me get a Grey Goose sub.
He eyes the blonde. She looks around and notices him. They exchange a sexually loaded look. They dance close on the dance floor. Sitting together, John kisses the blonde.
What makes you think you could do that?
Do what?
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, you want to go somewhere?
Oh, fuck you.
You want to fuck me? Is that why you kissed me?
I didn't kiss you.
Yeah, you did.
She pushes him away.
Stop it, I mean it. Stop it.
Come on, I'm gonna buy you a drink. It's early. Where you going? Where you going?
I told you where I was going.
Come on, wait a minute. Shit.
She leaves in a taxi. John's back with his mate.
Go. Head back.
They look over at another girl at the bar. John looks along the bar and spots a brunette in a silver dress. She turns around and looks across the club. She spots John and their eyes meet. Soon they're dancing close, rubbing sensuously against one another. They go outside and get in a cab. Back at John's pad, they have sex. Afterwards, they lie together in bed. The girl is asleep, but John's awake. He gets out of bed, taking care not to wake her. He goes into the living room.
See, this is what I'm saying. Real pussy's all good, but I'm sorry. It's not as good as porn. Tits?
A woman jiggles her tits on screen.
Great. Ass? Great. Blowjob? Sure, it's fucking fantastic in person. If she'll do it. But in real life, if you want to get head, you gotta give head.
Lower. Not that low.
And I know, some guys love eating pussy, but the thing about those guys is, they're fucking crazy. And don't get me wrong, I like a good pussy-eating clip. But from down here, there's nothing good about this. And if she does finally decide to do you the big favor, she's in a fucking hurry. Now, when it comes to the actual fucking, first of all, condoms are terrible. They just are. But you gotta wear one, cause unlike porn, real pussy can kill you. Second of all, missionary is the worst position in all of fucking. The tits lie flat.
Oh my God.
You can't see your ass. You can't really touch your ass cause she's lying on her back. They won't let you do it from behind cause they wanna look at you. And basically it's on me to do all the work. Money shot? No. There is no real-life money shot. Real girls won't do that shit. You just gotta come into the fucking condom.
John unloads into a condom as he has missionary position sex.
So you tell me, which looks better? This?
He collapses on top of the girl.
Or this?
Quick cut clips of a porno couple having sex. John reaches for a tissue, then shuts his laptop. He gets back into bed with the woman he picked up. She cuddles up to him. Morning. John, who's in his late 20s, good-looking with heavily gelled hair, carefully straightens the duvet, then puts the pillows back on the bed. He's about to go, then makes another adjustment to the covers. He drives off in his vintage Chevrolet Chevelle SS. He shouts at another driver.
What are you, fucking retarded? You're fucking retarded! You're a retarded person, and you're driving a fucking car!
Having parked up, John crosses the street and walks towards his church. He makes his way up the front steps along with other members of the congregation. A cross and a statue of a saint with a child are at the apex of the church roof. Inside, John stands with his family. His younger sister is busy sending a text. John goes to confession.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Bless you, my son.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 1 week since my last confession.
Tell me your sins.
Since last Sunday, I had sexual relations out of wedlock 2 times. I also watched pornographic videos and masturbated 17 times. For these and all the sins of my life, I am sorry.
10 Lord's Prayers and 10 Hail Marys.
Thank you, Father.
Through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace, and I absolve you from your sins. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Bullshit! Bullshit! Did you see that? That was fucking bullshit. Bad call. Jesus fucking Christ.
John!
Fucking bullshit. Did you see that?
Nah, I didn't see it. What happened?
They'll do a replay. They better do a fucking replay. Unless they just don't want us to see how bad that fucking call was.
Why don't you get the thing where you can pause?
The assholes. Where's the replay?
You know that there's a thing where you can pause and rewind.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's all digital. You can just rewind it and watch it again.
I'm not taping this.
No, I know you're not taping it.
Are you people serious? No fucking replay?
I'm not talking about a VCR.
How do I know what the fuck you're talking about?
I don't know. I guess because most American people have heard of TiVo. Most people that pay attention to the world.
Right, right, here it is. Here it is. Shut up already. Finally. Shit.
You seriously never heard of that?
Yes. I heard of it. Jesus fucking. There. Look, look. Look, his foot's on the line. Look at that bullshit.
John, all right already.
All right, so if you've heard of it, then
did
what
you see
is
that
it?
Fucking bullshit?
Dad, I'm asking you a question.
It's the fucking thing for.
Anyway, did you see that? I'm asking you. Did you? No, I didn't see it.
Well, my God! The fuck's the matter with you? I said, look at this play. I said it right to you. I asked you to do the easiest fucking thing and you can't do it.
At least I know what a fucking TiVo is.
Hey, I know what a fucking TiVo is. You want a fucking TiVo? Is that what you're saying?
I would love a fucking TiVo.
What do you love?
He loves TiVo. Sure, he shit don't love football. We know that.
John's having dinner at his parents' house. His sister is still texting. His mother serves food and they eat.
One of these days, I'm gonna sit down here and start eating, and you're gonna say, Mom, I found him. One of these days.
John shakes his head wearily. At the gym, John does dumbbell curls.
Holy man. Mother of God. Be with us now. In the hour of death. Amen.
Having done a set with his left arm, he puts the dumbbell down and does a set with his right.
All right, I'll admit, there are some downsides. Like there's the times you find a great clip with a hot chick, and right when you're starting to come, it shows the guy.
Fuck! God damn it!
It's no one's fault, really, but it still sucks. So. Also, nowadays you got so much to choose from. Finding just the right clip can take a lot of time. And my time is precious to me. You know, I got shit to do. So. And every once in a while, you find a clip. It's so good, it's fucking depressing. And you're thinking to yourself, why can't real pussy be like this? You know, I smash new girls all the fucking time, always an 8 or better, and it's still never this good. What am I doing wrong? Maybe it's time to try something new. So.
John empties the bin of jizz-filled tissues. His friends Danny and Bobby come round.
Yo, you remember that dime from last week?
Oh, shit.
What, the blonde in a dress? She was insane, bro. You hit that?
No, I didn't. Fucking alcoholic. I saw you after she left.
Hey, fuck you, Johnny.
I thought you made that happen.
Nah, I threw it to this other random.
That's different.
Probably like an 8 or 9.
6 or 7.
You shut the fuck up. Who'd you take home, huh?
2s and 3s, baby. I'm telling you, 2s and 3s are some open-minded ladies.
I want to find that girl.
You get a name?
A name?
First and last name.
I'm looking for her name, first and last name.
Shit, I don't know. You know Wood?
Back in the club, he talks to a guy.
Barbara Sugarman.
Sugarman.
That's right.
Okay, what was it again?
Barbara Sugarman.
Bobby puts it into Facebook.
You see anywhere?
Huh. Oh, shit.
That's her?
That's definitely her.
Oh, gotcha, bitch. All right, what you want to say, man? You probably got to say something.
Shit, really?
Yeah, a girl that bad, she gets mad friend requests.
Fuck.
I think it's dinner. Maybe even lunch.
But you might have to take this girl out for coffee.
Ah, Christ.
Yeah, this is the long game, son. You're not getting that butt from Barbara Sugarman anytime in the immediate future. If you had it like that, it would have went down already.
Oh, you're right. You're totally right. Shit.
I know. I was about to say, the mighty dime breaking out the long game? I mean, she's a dime, but...
Oh, this girl's more than a dime, bro.
Come on, son. There's no such thing. That's the point. It's a scale from 1 to 10.
I'm just saying, this girl...
Oh, my God. Were you in love with this girl already?
Go fuck yourself.
Day, John crosses a street and approaches a maitre d' outside a restaurant.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Yeah, 2 for lunch.
Sure. Right this way.
John sits waiting at a table outside the restaurant. He looks around and spots the blonde, Barbara, walking up the street. He gets to his feet and she smiles over at him as she approaches. As they meet, John rests a hand on her hip and she gives him a kiss on the cheek. He ushers her to the table and they sit down.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, good. How you been?
How'd you get my Facebook?
Oh, get right to it.
Yeah.
I just looked up your name.
I didn't tell you my name.
Well, obviously you did, because I looked it up.
No, I definitely did not tell you my name.
Yeah, you did.
I think I would remember that.
Well, no offense, but you were pretty wasted the other night. I mean,
can I get you
so
guys
was
some
I.
Drinks? Yeah, a Diet Coke, please.
Yeah, Coke.
Coke and a Diet Coke. I'll be right back to take your order.
Barbara chews gum.
All right, I had a few drinks the other night, so I may not have remembered telling you my first name, but I definitely did not tell you my last name.
I'm telling you.
Now, don't lie to me.
Hey.
Look, you don't know me, so I'm going to let you off the hook this time. But trust me, in the future, you'll be much happier if you always tell me the truth.
Wait. I'll be happier?
Well, you don't think I could make you happy if I wanted to?
They smile at each other.
So how'd you find out my name?
I asked around.
Yeah, you asked around about me?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Why?
Why? What do you mean, why?
Why'd you ask around about me?
Because I wanted to.
Well, you wanted to take me to lunch?
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Okay, I asked around about you because I want to fuck your brains out. That what you want me to say?
Well... At least you're being honest now.
All right, let me ask you a question. Why'd you come here, huh? Why'd you say yes to me?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, so?
So you're just gonna have to wait to find out.
All right, I got time.
Really? You got time?
Mm-hmm. Because
you seemed like you were in a big hurry the other day.
Yeah, I can be that way when I'm shit-faced.
She grins and nods.
You're cute, I like you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Listen, you wanna know the truth? This is the truth. You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Flattered, she looks away briefly, then smiles over at him.
You like movies?
As they walk into a cinema, she takes his arm.
I don't watch too many movies. I used to watch them a lot when I was a little kid, before I could get my hands on any porn. Because back then, if I wanted to see a really hot girl, my best bet was to watch a movie.
So what do you like?
Oh, it's so great. I love these two, huh?
Yeah, they're great.
They get popcorn and Cokes before the film.
But now, I don't really see the point.
They make their way into the auditorium and find a couple of seats.
I don't know, I guess I'm missing something. Because most people eat that shit up.
They watch a rom-com entitled Special Someone.
The pretty woman. The pretty man. Love at first sight. The first kiss. The breakup, the makeup, the expensive wedding, and they drive off into the sunset. Everyone knows it's fake, but they watch it like it's real fucking life.
Barbara really loves it. They leave the cinema.
She was the most important thing to him. He gave up everything for her. It was just meant to be. I love movies like that, you know?
Yeah, great.
He's just such a real man. She's so beautiful, too, always.
Her?
Yeah.
Nah, she's too skinny.
Yeah.
You know who's beautiful?
They stop in the foyer and sink into a long, lingering kiss. The lights of arcade games and concession stands bathe them in a rose-tinted glow. Eventually, they come up for air.
What makes you think he could do that?
Do I?
They sink into another lingering kiss. The screen cuts to black. Back at his apartment, John is doing the washing up. He furiously scrubs away at a plate, trying to shift a particularly stubborn bit of food. John makes his way to church. He jogs up the front steps. Inside, he sits in a pew with his mum, dad, and sister, who's still texting on her phone. At confession...
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Bless you, my son.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 1 week since my last confession.
Tell me your sins.
Since last Sunday, I did not have sexual relations out of wedlock. I did kiss a girl, this one girl, out of wedlock, several times, but it's just kissing. I don't know, I forget if that counts. So. Also, I watched pornographic videos and masturbated 22 times. For these and all the sins of my life, I am sorry.
10 Lord's Prayers and 10 Hail Marys.
Thank you, Father.
Through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace, and I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As John has dinner with his family, an ad on TV shows a super hot bikini babe sensuously munching a burger at the beach in some tropical paradise. She rubs sun lotion over her toned, smooth, suntanned skin. John's dad munches noodles as he watches. His mum sips a drink and, as ever, his sister texts.
Introducing the charbroiled, not fried, codfish sandwich. Only at Carl's Jr. and Hardee's.
John watches the bikini babe closely and masticates.
More than just a piece of meat.
The babe removes her bikini top as she chows down on the charbroiled, not fried, codfish sandwich. John makes his way home in his V8 Chevelle.
Oh, coach! The yellow light!
Auto parts, you can always make yourself. That's no way to roll.
At the gym, he does sit-ups on an incline board. He snogs Barbara outside her apartment. She stops him kissing her breast.
No, what?
Not out here.
So let's go inside. Mm-mm. Why not?
It's not time for that yet.
You sure?
Yeah, we barely know each other.
Yeah, we do. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
She kisses his neck.
Mm. I don't know your friends.
My friends?
Mm. I want to meet your friends.
Oh, those guys are assholes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't know my friends. Our families.
Why, our families?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to meet your parents and your sister.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you don't want to meet my brothers and my sister.
Because
I know they want to meet you.
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to take her.
As she turns around to unlock the door, he runs his hands over her waist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't let you come inside just yet.
No.
Come on, because I don't know what that would mean, you know?
Oh.
I don't want to do anything unless it means something.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think it's always better when it means something, huh?
Yeah.
I think you should go back to school, baby. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, come on.
Whoa, whoa.
Just the night class.
Oh, my God.
Just get your degree.
Oh.
You'd be so sexy with a real job.
He needs her breasts.
So what do you say? You and our friends, we go out sometime, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And our families meet, huh?
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You take one night class for me, baby, huh? One little class. Huh? Yeah?
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come on, baby, come. Come.
He came in his pants as she rubbed her bum up against him.
Nice.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
She turns around and kisses him again.
He's so cute.
She turns away, unlocks the door, and steps inside. He stays on the threshold. She leans out to him.
Call me.
He leans in for a kiss, but she disappears back inside and shuts the door in his face. He looks around the corridor and glances down at his soggy pants. At home, he fires up the laptop. He looks at various social media photos of Barbara. He pays particular attention to her bum and cleavage. He whacks off to the photos and shoots his load. At a restaurant, John and Barbara have invited their respective friends to join them. Danny watches them canoodling.
Baby.
Baby, what?
Oh, baby.
Baby.
Just having a good time over there?
Listen, you little bitch, I don't want to hear it, all right?
Jesus Christ.
A toast. Let's make a toast. Everyone listen up. You get up, too. Come on.
What?
This is for you. Come on, get up.
Oh, God.
All right. You guys know, tonight is me and this girl's one-month anniversary, and I'm counting that from the first time I ever saw her, because ever since then I felt the same way. She's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. To you, babe.
Not us, son.
To us. Mwah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. God bless.
Danny and Bobby exchange a look.
So what's he do?
He's in school.
Oh, the family's got money?
No, he's got a job.
Retail?
No.
Service?
Yeah, but
he's definitely been spending some time at the gym.
Right? I know. He is so disciplined.
You guys work out together?
Mm-mm. No. Huh.
Does he do that muscle guy thing where he's, like, looking at himself while you're doing it?
Oh, we haven't done yet.
Shit, really?
Oh, my God. That's so amazing.
All right, I like it.
Goddamn. White shorts.
With Bobby and Danny, John checks out the girl in white shorts.
Nah.
What? Come on, that's a dime.
It's not a dime.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'd rather do that than do yours.
You faggot motherfucker.
Hey, I can like any girl I want to like.
All right, but she's not hotter than my girl.
You, maybe not, but to me,
oh,
it's
look at that. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, and fuck you, Johnny.
John goes over to Barbara and they share a kiss. Back at home, John looks through his laundry. He checks three pairs of trousers, all of which have big dried spunk stains at the crotch. He scratches at one of them.
Shit.
At a family meal.
So I've seen this girl.
What did you say?
I mean, what I say.
What did you say?
No, she asked you what you said. What's the matter with that? I can understand you either. Why don't you speak up and talk like a human being?
John, shush!
What's your problem?
Johnny.
What?
Did you say you found her?
What?
Oh, my God! What's her name? What's her name?
Barbara.
Barbara. Barbara what?
Here we go.
Barbara what?
Barbara Sugarman.
Sugarman?
Is she a Jew?
I don't think so.
Well, what, you don't know?
Well, we haven't really talked.
Oh, she's not Italian. We know that. Sugarman. Is she black?
No.
Well, what does she look like?
She's the most beautiful thing I've seen in my life.
Oh, boy.
Baby! Oh! That's the sweetest thing I ever heard anybody say. And does she love you?
Hey, wait a minute. Love him? What, are you kidding me?
John, shut!
They're kids, for Christ's sake!
So what?
Hey, you know what? Don't call me a kid, all right? We talked about this. I don't appreciate it.
Excuse me.
John!
Dad, I'm asking you nicely.
What, did I call you a kid? You're a fucking kid.
John!
Fuck you!
Fuck me? Did you just say fuck me to me?
John! He said they're in love. They're in love. It doesn't matter how old they are. He's older than you were when we got married. You know that? For God's sake. He's your son.
Dad eyes John.
You love this girl?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, when do we get to meet her?
Ah!
All right, Mom. Okay.
At Barbara's parents' house.
Bella. Sweetheart, come over here.
The little girl's princess party is in full swing.
Come on, let me fix your lipstick. Here we go. You look so beautiful.
Can I get you a refill there, Mrs.
Sherman? Oh, my goodness, John, you don't have to do that.
It's my pleasure.
John.
Yo.
Huh?
John, you meet Daryl.
Oh, wow.
Come here, you want to hold him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah? Come here.
Okay.
Here you go,
baby. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. You look so cute, the two of you.
Daryl is a baby. John holds him uncertainly. In Barbara's very girly old room, she and John snog enthusiastically on the bed.
Barbara!
What have you been up here for?
I don't know.
No, we gotta go. We gotta go. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Close the door.
Okay. Let's take a break. When we get back, we'll go over the course syllabus.
John finishes an evening class and leaves the lecture hall. In a washroom, he washes his hands and finds there are no towels left in the dispenser. Shaking his hands dry, he goes outside. It's dark.
Hey.
Baby, how is it?
It's great.
Yeah, you on break?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Your schedule's online.
Oh.
Baby, I'm just so proud of you.
Thanks.
Baby?
Yep.
Can I come over when you're done?
You want to come to my place?
Mm-hmm.
What, tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, you get back to class, you sexy man, you.
All right.
Bye, baby.
Okay, bye.
Looking highly delighted, he hangs up and walks back towards the building. He sees an older female student sobbing her eyes out by the door.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He walks up the steps and makes his way in past her.
Sorry. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's fine.
John opens his door to Barbara, who's wearing a figure-hugging black-and-white dress.
Hi, baby.
Hey.
She marches in and kisses him passionately. Locked in an amorous clinch, they stagger towards the bedroom, kissing all the way. They lie in bed together, John awake and staring into the darkness. He looks down at her as she sleeps and carefully extricates himself from the bed. He slinks away and she nods back off. In the living room...
I'm in love with Barbara. I am. And tonight I finally got to fuck her. But I'm sorry to say... it's still not as good as porn. Tits?
Barbara takes her bra off.
Best ever. Ass?
A porno babe waggles her ass.
Best ever. Blowjob?
A porno blowjob is juxtaposed with a flashback of Barbara apparently going down on John, then just kissing his torso.
Yeah, good luck. A girl that hot? She doesn't have to give head.
John fishes a condom out of a drawer.
For her, she just wants to go from kissing, to naked kissing, to fucking. Making love. And when I say making love, I mean missionary fucking. No doggy, no cowboy.
The fuck are you doing?
Baby.
What the fuck are you doing?
I was just reading emails.
No, you weren't. You were watching porno.
I saw what that was.
No, I saw you.
Yeah, but baby...
Don't call me that. Oh, my God. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, don't go. Don't go right now, please.
I don't even know what that is.
I swear
to
God.
That is, that's sick.
Yeah, but baby, I'm telling
don't
you...
Don't call me that.
Okay, fine, but I'm telling you, that thing I was watching was just a joke. Some dumbass buddy of mine sent it to me as a joke. Come on. You think I'm the kind of guy that watches porn?
No, you didn't seem like that type, that's
right. Because fucking losers watch porn, guys that can't get laid.
Well, no, my friends, the boyfriends are watching porno on the internet all the time. It's fucking disgusting,
it's fucking stupid is what that is. Why would they watch porn when they can get with a real girl?
So you don't do that normally, no?
Wow.
So when was the last time you did that before this?
I don't even know. When I was a kid or something.
You never gonna do it again?
No. Why would I?
I promise.
Promise, baby. I love you.
She smiles and kisses him passionately, throwing her arms around his neck. Teary-eyed, she hugs him and holds him tight. He looks unmoved. The next morning, John makes the bed. He straightens the duvet and puts the pillows back on the bed. After a moment's thought, he goes over to his laptop and types in a web address. His finger hovers over the return key. He changes his mind and closes the laptop. He gets up and steps away from it. A bit later...
It's not that I can't stop. I just figure, why should I? I mean, all right, my girlfriend doesn't like it, so she doesn't have to know about it. It's not like I'm cheating on her. I don't do it when she's around.
He and Barbara sit watching another rom-com on TV.
And everything's fine. She has been spending a lot of time at my place, though. So I looked into it. And it's pretty amazing how easy it is to get porn on the go these days. So...
In his car and in the lecture hall, he surreptitiously watches a video of a blonde porno babe getting done from behind. The older student, who was crying, comes over to him.
Excuse me? Sorry, were you on your phone?
No.
I'm Esther.
Good to meet you.
What's your name?
John.
I hope I'm not bothering you.
Oh, no, it's fine.
I just wanted to apologize. I don't know if you remember, you caught me at kind of an inopportune moment last week.
Huh?
When I was sobbing by the door.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry about
please
that.
Please don't you apologize. You didn't do anything wrong. I felt like I should say something.
Okay, well.
Because I've been thinking about it, you know, a lot, actually. And I realize that, you know, nobody's seen me like that in, like, 6 months. And it's not like it's
good
a
evening,
rare,
everyone.
A rare occurrence. I mean, I do that all the time. I'm crying all the time. It's just that it's something that I do in private now. And on the one hand, I mean, you know, you go there, on the other hand, it's really fucked up to keep it hidden, right? So that's what became clear to me when you started. I mean, you didn't need me to start.
What?
No, it's okay.
No.
No, I'm not judging
Look,
you.
Look, lady, I'm just here to take this class.
Did you just call me lady?
So, you take care.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Say no more.
She gets a notebook and pen out of her bag.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
The lights on a nighttime street slowly come into focus. John Chevelle rounds a corner and makes its way along the street. Barbara sits beside John as he drives.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're fucking kidding me, right?
The Chevelle, which is black with twin red racing stripes over the bonnet, pulls up outside John's parents' house.
I feel like I should leave my jacket in the car, but I'll be honest. Should I bring it?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Oh, man. I'm just nervous a little bit. That's
why are you nervous?
I don't know. Yeah,
nothing to be nervous about. You look beautiful. Mm. Wow. Oh,
all right.
God, you look beautiful.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
bye.
Hi,
Mom. Hi. Oh, hello. Hi. You must be Barbara.
Hi, Mrs. Montello.
Thank you, and please call me Angie. Come in. Johnny's here. Come say hello to your son.
We'll get by you there, babe.
Yeah.
Dad, I would like you to meet Barbara. Baby's my dad.
Hi, Mr. Montello.
Yeah, good to meet you. Mm. Jesus.
John.
Christ. I don't know. I wasn't expecting such a lovely lady, that's all.
Oh, thank you. So nice to finally meet you both.
My pleasure.
Well, please sit down, and I will be right back.
Can I help you with anything at all?
Oh, I love her already. Yes, please, sweetie, come on.
Let me take that back.
Angie and Barbara go.
Yeah, that Johnny boy. She's cute, right? Are you fucking kidding me? You didn't tell me you were bringing home a piece of ass like that.
I told you she's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you call me, but I mean, Jesus Christ, those tits, they're real?
Yeah, they're real.
Oh, fuck me.
Did you clear the table?
Yeah. Here, honey. Let me move this here so you can put that right there, huh?
Yeah, right here.
Right there, that's perfect.
John's dad shoots him a lecherously approving look.
So tell me, how did it go?
I was out with some girlfriends. We went to see some band. Back then, you used to see bands when you went out. Honey, what band was it?
I think I remember. It's 28 years ago. I didn't even give a shit then.
Anyway, I saw him early in the night. I don't know if he saw me till later, but I saw him.
I saw her. You couldn't miss her. She was like you.
Thank you.
Ah, and you know what I said?
Listen to this.
I said right then. Right when I saw her, I said, that's mine.
Oh, God.
Yep, and he was right.
Can you believe that's beautiful?
Oh, big play! Look at that!
Okay, John.
All right, Dad. All right, yeah. Hey, good job, big guy.
Oh, sweetie, so
bye.
Nice to meet you.
Bye, Mr. Montello.
Hey, please call me John. Okay, Mom. Right,
bye. Oh, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, drive safe.
I love her!
That's pretty good, eh? Not bad at all.
Day, John and Barbara walk arm in arm to his church. They cross the street and, still arm in arm, walk up the front steps. Inside, John's sister is still texting. Barbara sits between John and his dad.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Bless you, my son.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 1 week since my last confession.
Tell me your sins.
Since last Sunday, I had sexual intercourse out of wedlock 7 times, but I stopped watching porn.
Yeah, no more of that, just the intercourse now. So, for these and all the sins of my life, I am sorry.
Five Lord's Prayers and five Hail Marys.
Thank you, Father.
Through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace and absolve you from your sins. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Very good. Okay, when we come back, we'll go over employee personality testing. Go ahead, take a break.
Outside the lecture hall, Esther comes over to John.
Hi. Want to sit down?
Oh, you know, I actually...
I brought you something.
What?
Yeah.
What's that?
Here, open it.
No, I don't want to take that from you.
Open it.
Come on.
No, it's just something silly. It's just a little thing. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
A vintage porn film.
What the fuck is this?
It's actually pretty good.
What is the matter with you?
Have you seen it?
You crazy?
It was made by this Danish woman in the 70s. It's probably not what you're used to looking at, but it's pretty hot.
Okay, look, I have a girlfriend, all right? So...
I'm sorry, did you think I was hitting on you? Because I'm not.
Will you just take this?
I didn't mean for it to be such a big thing. I just thought you could use something better than that shit you're watching on your phone. Am I right? If you have a girlfriend, why are you watching dirty movies?
What?
I'm just asking.
You're fucking weird.
I don't entirely disagree, but you're the one who's gonna go pretend you're texting while you watch people pretend they're fucking on your phone.
Lady, the shit I watch on here, they're not pretending.
Of course they are.
Bemused, John goes. He and Barbara arrive at his gym for a workout. John does pull-ups. Bobby and Danny.
Yo, John, are you coming out tonight?
Yes, baby.
Nah, I'm just gonna wait for Barbara to call. We're gonna meet up for dinner.
This fucking guy, come on.
What'd you think he was gonna say?
I don't know. I thought maybe he still had a pair of balls hanging between his legs.
Bro, you sound so fucking stupid to me right now. I feel sorry for you.
Fuck you, John.
No, I do. I feel sorry for you. You've never been in love before, so you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Hold up. Wait a minute. In love?
Yeah, when you really love a girl, there's a lot that goes into it.
So you're saying you love her?
I mean, of course I love her.
I never heard you say you loved her.
And you weren't paying attention, bro. I've been in love with this girl since the first time I saw her. Why would I want to go out and try to pull randoms? None of them are going to look as good as my girl. None of them are going to fuck me as good as my girl.
Really?
Yeah, really.
So she's good?
What'd I just say? Yeah, she's good. She's the best.
She let you titty fuck her?
Bro, she lets me do whatever the fuck I want. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you. If you would listen to me, I'm telling you guys something. You be a man, you do the right thing, you find the right girl, and you treat her the right way. Watch what happens. Best sex of your life.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Love it when you wear this shit.
You're crazy.
They sit at a restaurant table.
You good?
Yeah, you order anything yet?
No, wait for you.
Sweet.
Flashes of John watching porn.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, who's that?
It's Linda. She's been fighting with Chris. I don't think they're gonna work out.
Oh, yeah?
You remember Linda and Chris, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were cute together, no?
Sure, they seem pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, she's 28 years old. She put like 4 years into the guy already. It's terrible. How'd you get off work tonight?
I got Stevie to cover my shift.
Stevie?
Yeah, I needed the hours.
I don't think I know Stevie, no?
No, I don't think I ever met him.
Oh, I wish somebody would cover for me.
God. See? What I tell you, the service industry. Not a bad thing.
Come on, you're gonna look so good in a suit.
I don't know.
What? Please. Armando can do it. That man is such an asshole.
More porn.
Treats women like they're trash, but he makes six figures. Well, he's got a pretty good life, no? If he could do it, you could do it. Hey, baby. You're a winner. Right? You respect people. You listen to people.
You think so?
I know so, mister.
A flurry of porn images. John stands cleaning his bathroom mirror. Dissatisfied with the result, he does it again. In a car park, he takes a ticket from a machine. Someone backs a car out in front of him, forcing him to stop.
Fucking cold, Nick.
He drives around the other car. Night. During a break, he sits outside the lecture hall eating a sandwich. Looking around, he spots Esther sitting on a low wall reading a book. He watches her thoughtfully. She looks up with a melancholy, pensive expression and stares into the distance. She looks back at her book. John watches her, then is distracted by his phone.
Hey, babe.
I don't know which ones to get, baby. What do you think?
Oh, it depends, really. You're gonna drill into your wall?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a drill, do you?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Listen, my dad's got a pretty good one. If you want me, I can borrow his. I'll do it for you.
Oh, you're gonna drill into my wall for me, huh?
Whatever you want. Listen, you decide what color. I'm gonna meet you at the registers. Just want to pick up a few things and cleaning products, okay?
Well, where are you going?
What?
Where are you going?
Nah, I'm almost out of Swiffer pads. I'm just gonna pick a few up.
What pads? What?
With a Swiffer.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know a Swiffer?
What is that?
Seriously?
No.
Oh, babe, it's the best. You gotta try it. What do you do for your floors? You got those nice floors in your place. What do you, mop?
No.
What do you do?
I sweep it up with a broom.
No, I mean to really clean it.
I don't know, the housekeeper does it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Listen, I'll just be a second, okay?
No, but come here.
What?
You're not gonna go buy a mop right now. It's embarrassing, okay?
Oh, babe, I told you, it's not a mop. It's these pads.
I don't care. You shouldn't be doing your own housework anyway.
Why not?
Because you're a grown man. I mean, you shouldn't be cleaning your own floors.
Oh, I enjoy doing it.
Look, you know what? I'll call Rosa for you. She'll do your place.
Who?
Rosa, my cleaning lady. She's great.
Oh, babe, no. You know, thanks, but I like doing it myself.
What, you kidding me? Come on, you don't gotta be doing that.
Nah, babe, she won't do it right anyway. You gotta vacuum my carpet a certain way or else it looks
over... Don't talk about vacuuming in front of me. Come on.
Why? What's wrong?
Why? Because it's not sexy, that's why.
Babe, you're not listening to me. I like my place, okay? I'm proud of it. I like to take care of it.
I don't care. We're not having this discussion right now.
No, listen, there's only a few things I really care
We're
about.
We're not talking about this anymore.
She gives him an emphatic look. He shrugs, slightly bemused.
Fine, let's drop.
Good.
She decides on some curtain rails.
Those ones.
And those?
Yeah.
He picks the selected rails up.
Come here, listen to me. When we're living together, you're not gonna be doing any cleaning. Come on.
Arm in arm, they walk off to the tills. Outside the lecture hall, Esther runs to John.
John? Excuse me. Look, I know you don't want to talk to me, and I would totally leave you alone, but I swear to God, I just fell asleep during that entire class. The whole fucking thing. Can I copy your notes? Look, I'd ask somebody else, but everyone in the class, they're like children. I mean, I'm not calling you old. It'll take like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Fine.
Thank you so much. Look, do you want to go somewhere? There's a cafe.
My girlfriend's waiting at home, so.
I'll do this.
She sits on the curb and starts to copy his notes as he goes to his car, which is parked nearby. He texts on his phone.
Really shouldn't get so high after lunch if I'm gonna be coming here later.
Probably right.
It is pretty boring, don't you think?
What?
I said this class is pretty fucking boring.
Yep.
Like they're teaching you to be a robot.
He keeps texting as she writes.
Why are you here?
Hmm?
Why'd you pick this class?
I didn't.
What?
Nah, it seemed like a good idea. I'm in the service industry now.
Oh, you mean you're a waiter?
No.
Bartender?
Yeah, so if you want to move up, you gotta go to school.
Right. But, what do you mean you didn't pick this class?
I did.
Somebody pick it for you?
No.
Was it your parents or your girlfriend?
What is it with you?
Well, no, I just...
Huh?
I was just wondering.
You know, I'm doing something polite.
That's mine.
Her notebook.
Okay. Sorry.
He grabs his notes and marches back to his car and gets in. Arriving home, he finds a moody Barbara sitting on the sofa.
Hey, babe.
Hi, John.
Oh, what's wrong?
Remember when we first started dating? What's the one thing I asked? I said, don't lie to me.
All right, who's talking shit about me?
What'd
they
say? Nobody said anything.
Well, you gotta help me out here, because I don't know what you're talking
about. You looked at 46 porno sites today, John. Just today.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Don't fucking lie to me.
Hey, I don't know who told you.
Nobody said anything. It's right there in your history, all right? All you do is look at porno. That's all you fucking do.
Wait. My what?
It's in your history.
In your browser? Oh, come on. Don't tell me you don't know what your history is, huh? No, of course you don't. Because if you did, you would have erased it like a good little phony here. There. Go ahead, look. Go ahead.
He looks at the evidence on his laptop's history page.
Baby,
please, don't call me that.
I love you.
Don't ever say that to me ever again.
What do you want me to say?
What do I want you to say, huh? How about, I'm sorry, I've been lying to you since the first day that we started dating, huh? How about that?
I'm sorry, I am.
How about, I'm sorry, I have more sex with that thing than I do with my girlfriend.
All right, first of all, everybody watches porn, okay? All guys. Any guy tells you he doesn't watch porn is fucking lying to you.
You are so full of shit.
Second of all.
You are full of shit.
Second of all, you know damn well we do it all the fucking time.
Yeah, I know we
whenever you want.
So what the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck are you doing, huh? How do you watch that shit, huh?
I don't know, okay? I don't know. How do you watch all the stupid fucking movies that you watch?
Wait, how do I watch movies? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, you probably watch that shit as much as I watch porn.
Oh my God, what are you saying? That has nothing to do with anything.
I'm just saying.
What, John? Movies and porno are different, John. They give awards for movies.
They give awards for porn, too.
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
He stares at her as she sits tearfully back on the sofa.
I can't even believe we're talking about this.
Sorry, Jesus, Louis, stop it. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
She gives him an indignant look, then turns away. He stands hovering awkwardly.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. I am. I'm sorry.
He sits beside her and she wags a warning finger at him.
I really liked you, you know.
He watches apprehensively as she gets up and gathers her stuff. She looks back at him.
I thought you were different. But you're not.
He remains on the sofa as she turns away and marches out. John remains on the sofa. He stares at the door, then looks down with a glum expression. The screen cuts to black.
So up until now, my record was 10 in one day. And for a long time, I thought I'd never beat that. But today, I hit 11.
Oh.
You know, when I have great fucking days like this, it just reminds me how much I love being single. I do what I want, when I want. I don't have to flake on my friends anymore. I don't have to waste my time in a fucking classroom. It just feels good, you know, like I got my own life back. I mean, you think I could have hit 11 when I was with Barbara? No, definitely not.
He clears history after each wank.
So.
He's back on the prowl in a nightclub. He meets up with Danny and Bobby, who are at the bar.
Smell it on you already.
Just gotta catch up, baby.
You mean I gotta buy your poor ass a fucking drink, right?
Oh, yo, the Don mad anxious tonight.
Fuck you.
Where's wifey?
Fuck that bitch.
Oh, God. Shit!
Damn, okay.
All right. You can't have this one because I saw it first, but check out pink.
Yeah, she's all right.
He eyes the foxy brunette in a pink dress at the bar. Before long, John and the brunette are dancing close, then snogging on a sofa. Outside, they get into a taxi. Day, John is driving his Chevelle.
And fuck you, buddy! What'd you say? Huh? The fuck did you just say? Hey, you wanna say some shit? Let's hear it, you fat fuck! What'd you say?
I said fuck you!
Oh, fuck me, huh? Fuck me! Is that what you said? Huh? Ah! You fuck!
He got out of the car and punched the guy's side window in, hurting his fist in the process. Clutching his injured hand, he walks towards the church. The rest of his family are already there as he comes in.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Bless you, my son.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 1 week since my last confession.
Johnny, where were you?
Don't worry about it.
What did you do here?
It's fine.
Hey, hush yourself.
Tell me your sins.
Father, I don't know what happened, but I guess I lost my temper and I
punched through this guy's window on my way here right now. I didn't hurt anybody, but yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. Also, I watched pornographic videos and masturbated 35 times for these and all the sins of my life. I'm sorry.
20 Lord's Prayers and 25 Hail Marys.
Thank you, Father.
Through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace, and I absolve you from your sins. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So Barbara couldn't come tonight?
Nah, she had this family thing tonight, but she wanted to make it. She just couldn't. She told me to say hello to you guys for it.
That's sweet. Everything good with the two of you?
Yeah, she's great.
She's a catch, Johnny.
Beautiful girl. I'm telling you, a woman like that make a boy into a man. I can see it on you, too. It's stunning.
John's sister looks up from her texting and stares sullenly at him. He arrives at the gym and bench presses some weight.
Holy man. Oh, there I go. Right, I said it. Yeah, about that. Amen.
John watches exercise porn. He pauses the video in which a woman with a Swiss bull does squats in front of a man, then presses play again.
What the fuck?
He closes his laptop and gets off the bed. He marches to the door and peeks through the spy hole. Looking annoyed, he unlocks the door. Bobby's outside.
What the fuck you doing here?
Damn, really?
Bro, I'm busy.
Word, what you doing?
Right.
Just because you don't pick up your phone don't make you busy.
Bobby helps himself to a drink from the fridge.
Did you smash up somebody's car?
Who told you that?
Carrie's sister said she heard you broke through some cat's window. Well, did you?
Guy was a fucking asshole.
Why? What'd he do?
Why are you taking his side?
I'm not taking his side.
There you are.
Stop and think for a second.
Well,
stop and think for a second. I don't care about that guy. I don't give a damn about his car. Fuck him. What do you think I'm doing here, man? You want to have a seat?
Bro, honestly...
Man, sit your ass down.
John stares at him, then reluctantly sits on the sofa. Bobby sips his drink.
All right, now what happened with your girl?
Nah, fuck that bitch.
You said that already. What, she drop you?
No.
No? What, you drop her after all that? She cheat on you?
No.
So what happened?
Nothing. So fucking stupid. That's what I'm saying. She's a bitch. Whatever.
Oh, so she did drop your ass. What'd you do, man? You cheat on her?
No! All right, you want to hear this shit? It's so fucking... She caught me watching porn.
That's it?
Right?
That's bullshit.
Swear to God. Oh my God!
Okay, hold on. All right. So after all that obligatory shit, the friend mixing and meeting her folks, she just walks in on you, you know, beating your meat to a little video, and she's out.
You don't know it, dude. She's crazy. She's a princess.
God damn.
I know.
No, for real, that's like some crazy bullshit right there.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Bobby sits beside John.
But are you still gonna finish that class? Really?
What are you, my mom?
No, I just thought it was almost done. How much longer you got?
In class.
All right, everyone. 3 more weeks until the final. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to email me. Have a good night.
John packs up his stuff and pulls his rucksack on his shoulder. He looks over at Esther, who has long reddish hair. She sees him looking. She smiles and waves. As she walks out of the lecture hall, John hurries up behind her.
Hey.
Hey.
Where are you going?
To my car.
They have sex in her car.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
No, we're fine. Okay. We're fine. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They get dressed. Esther takes a joint out of her handbag.
Smoke this before, you might relax a little.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
I'm playing with you, trust me. I'm a perfectly satisfied customer. Want some?
Thanks.
She hands him the spliff and he inhales deeply from it.
So I'm parked all the way on the other side. I don't know if you want
to. No, you want to get back. Just let me enjoy this and I'll drive you back to your car.
Okay.
She takes another drag.
So what happened with your girlfriend?
Oh, fuck that bitch.
Oh, that bad? Did she find somebody else?
No. You want to know what happened? I'll tell you what happened.
She snooped around on my computer. She found out I watch porn. I told her every fucking guy watches porn. She didn't believe me. She acted like I was cheating on her or something, which I wasn't. So we broke up. Mm. You know what? I'm glad we did.
Just porn, huh?
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
No, I'm telling you, that's all.
Was it just once? Oh, okay. So she caught you once, which is why you're watching it on your phone at school, because you're hiding it from her, then she caught you a second time. I don't know. Am I right? I'm just guessing, but... Oh, God, you're like a junkie. You can't stop. How often do you watch it?
The fuck do you care?
No, like every day.
Every guy watches porn every day.
Oh, all right. When was the last time you went a day without it?
I don't know.
Well, no, come try and think.
No, seriously, no,
like,
I have no
like
idea.
This week, like this month?
No, I like my porn, okay? I watch it every day. I always have. I mean, maybe when I was a kid, like before I had a VCR in my room and I couldn't. But even then, I had Playboys, so.
You ever thought about quitting?
Quit? You're talking about like.
All right, no.
Why
I mean,
would I?
Okay, let me ask you this. You're a good-looking guy. I'm sure you attract a lot of young ladies. Why bother with porn when you can have the real thing?
Nah, see, it's not the same thing. I mean, real pussy's all good, but no offense.
No, no, no offense taken. See, you like porn better than sex.
She takes another drag on the joint and looks thoughtful.
But what is it? What do you get from porn that you don't get from sex with an actual person?
I lose myself.
You lose yourself.
Yeah, just... Goodbye.
And that doesn't happen when you have sex?
Mm-mm. I wish it did.
Sure, don't we all? Okay. One more question and I'll drive you back.
Alright.
You ever jerk off without porn?
What do you mean?
At his apartment, John sits at his laptop, which is closed in front of him. He takes a deep breath and opens it. He makes to switch it on, then changes his mind. He closes it and gets up. He walks away, looking pleased with himself. Later.
I'm not like a junkie. Come on, that's stupid. It's porn. It's not fucking heroin. I knew a few guys in high school who actually smoked crack, like, all the time. That's like a junkie. They couldn't stop. I could stop if I wanted to. I could.
On the verge of watching a porn video, he stops himself and closes the laptop. He shifts in his chair. Night. John wanders into a supermarket. He looks around the store. His eye is drawn to a magazine rack where a couple of women's magazines feature models on the covers. He eyes them for a moment. The Chevelle cruises up a dark road. At the wheel, John is uncharacteristically calm. He arrives at the lecture hall and stands outside looking around. He sees Esther arrive. She comes over to him.
Hi. Somebody's excited.
Talk to you.
Yeah? What about?
He kisses her.
Don't you want to wait till after class?
He shakes his head.
Okay.
He kisses her again. They smile at each other.
All right.
They go back to her place. Inside, it's chaotic in comparison with John's apartment. They kiss as they come in.
You're intense today. What's going on with you?
I gotta talk to you.
Yeah, I didn't think you really meant that when you said it.
Well, I did.
Oh, well, I'm flattered. What do you want to talk about?
So you were right.
About what? About your girlfriend?
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, I was right about what?
I stopped watching porn.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
I don't know.
Oh, it is.
I wasn't gonna stop, but then I was thinking about what you asked me before. If I ever jerk off without watching porn, and I tried to.
Yeah.
And you couldn't...
No, I can't. I don't know what's wrong with me. I've been trying for a week. It's really fucked up.
Oh, my God. You haven't come in a week. Okay, wait. No. Well, I want to hear the rest of the story.
She turns the lights on.
So, you haven't watched porn in a week.
Yeah.
That's good.
What do you mean? You said you watched porn.
Yeah, but that movie that I gave you was totally... Did you ever watch it? Okay, it's totally unlike the stuff that I imagine you watch every day. That stuff is not healthy.
What do you mean it's not healthy? How do you know?
Oh my God, please! That stuff is ridiculous, and it's nothing to do with actual sex. That's why you have trouble with real women.
Oh, I get off fine with real girls.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah, I just couldn't get off beating it with my eyes closed.
But didn't you tell me last week that you like porn better than real sex? Well, honey, I'm going to be honest with you, because it seems like that's what you want. Look, the way you have sex, it's like totally one-sided. It's like, I'm not even there. I mean, look, it's fine with me. I mean, I'm not complaining. It just so happens that mainly sex is something that I want in my life right now. But you said that you want to lose yourself in sex. If you want to lose yourself, you have to lose yourself in another person. And she has to lose herself in you. It's a two-way thing.
He looks away from her with a troubled, pensive expression.
I'm. You know what? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Sorry.
No. I'm sorry. I am.
What are you talking about?
No. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
You did.
No, I really didn't.
She hugs and kisses him.
You know what? Let's take a bath. No, come on, it'll be nice. Come on, take a bath.
They go in the bathroom and she runs a bath. John sits on the side of the tub.
I'm gonna get you a towel.
She leaves John in the bathroom and closes the door behind her. She makes her way along the hall to a cupboard and opens the door. She takes out a towel. She stops in her tracks, suddenly overcome with emotion. She hugs the towel to her and sobs. She hangs her head and remains where she is, apparently lost in a world of inner misery. John lies in the tub, completely submerged except for his face. He opens his eyes. He sits up and looks around. Esther sits in the living room smoking a joint. She looks troubled and introspective. John wanders in with a towel wrapped round his waist.
Hey, where were you? I used one of the towels that's in there. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You don't live here alone, do you?
I actually do.
There's some kind of bad marriage situation here.
No.
I know it's none of my business. Sorry, I don't want to get caught out. Now some guy's coming at me with a bat or some shit. You know?
No, it's nothing like that.
All right, so what is it?
Since when do you ask me personal questions?
She stubs out her joint as he joins her.
Since right now.
It really doesn't matter.
It seems like it matters to you.
No, it doesn't.
Didn't you tell me it's sort of fucked up to keep stuff like this hidden?
She takes his point and nods.
My husband and my son died 14 months ago.
Jesus.
Thank you.
What happened?
Cars are terrible things. I'm sorry, but your hair's so much better this way.
What?
I can touch it.
Talking about?
You put so much junk in your hair. It's all sticky and hard. This is much better.
She runs her fingers through his wet hair, massaging his scalp. They gaze into each other's eyes. Then Esther leans forward and kisses John tenderly on the lips. They sink into a lingering kiss. Esther, who's just wearing a nightie, moves to straddle John. they continue kissing. Esther reaches back and picks up a condom. She opens the packet and puts the prophylactic on him. They achieve penetration and kiss tenderly. John sits up and they both seem to lose themselves in the intensity of the moment. John looks into Esther's eyes. After climaxing, they kiss. The screen cuts to black. Day. John motors down a suburban street. At the wheel, John seems uncharacteristically relaxed. His hair now ungelled, he sings along to his stereo. He pulls up at some lights and stops bopping along to the music as people in an adjacent car look at him. Once on the move, he bops along vigorously once again. Having parked up, John crosses the street. He jogs up the front steps of the church and looks up at the cross on the roof. Inside, he joins his family on a pew. As usual, his sister is texting.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Bless you, my son.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 1 week since my last confession.
Tell me your sins.
All right, first of all, I lied to you before. I told you that I I don't know if it was you. Some I've always kind of wondered, is it the same guy I'm talking to every week, or there's a few of you and you switch off, or how's that all work? Well, anyway, I told the father a while back that I stopped watching pornography, but that was a lie. I didn't stop at all. Thing is, this week I actually did stop, like, totally, just not doing it anymore. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's like zero for the week. Other than that, I did have sex at a wedlock one time, but it was different. It wasn't just sex. It was like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but yeah, that's it. So for these and all the sins of my life, I'm sorry.
10 Lord's Prayers and 10 Hail Marys.
Wait, really? Same thing? No difference?
For the ministry of the church, may God give you
pardon. Wait, Father, I'm really sorry, but could you just tell me how you got to those numbers, please? Because I really thought there was going to be a difference this week.
Have faith, my son. Through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace, and I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
John eats at his parents' house.
So, me and Barbara split up.
What?
Barbara and I split up.
I can't believe it. This is horrible.
Well, can you get her back?
I don't think so.
Well, did you try to call her?
She didn't want me to call her.
Oh!
Look what you did.
I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
I just want you to be happy. That's all. Is that too much to ask?
I wasn't happy.
A nice wife and some nice kids. Look at me. I look like a grandmother. But do I have any grandchildren? No. I mean, am I a bad mother? Is that what I'm hearing?
Honey, calm down, please.
You know, Mom, I don't know if I really want a wife and kids.
What are you saying? You don't mean that. John, say something.
All right. What are you, would you stop upsetting your mother? What the fuck is the matter with you?
I don't know.
Having a family is the greatest joy in a man's life. Everybody knows that.
Well, then maybe I'm not a man, okay? Because I sure as hell don't want a family. I mean, maybe one day, but not right now. I know that.
Yeah, well, and that's all she wanted.
What did she say?
I said that that girl...
I cannot hear any fucking thing.
Mom Angela turns the TV off.
What are you saying?
All I'm saying is, that girl, she has her own agenda. She doesn't care about Johnny. She didn't know the first thing about him. She just wants a guy who's gonna do whatever she tells him to. It is a good thing that she broke up with you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
John's sister Monica nods matter-of-factly. Angela turns to Dad, John Sr. He shrugs and picks up the remote to turn the TV on again.
John, I will fucking kill you!
All right. Easy.
He looks over at John and gives him a whatever kind of look. John arrives at the gym. He makes his way towards the weights room, then stops. He looks at some guys shooting basketball hoops. After a moment, he decides to join them. He goes onto the court and tosses a ball to a guy who passes it back. John takes a shot at the hoop. John sits at a table outside a cafe looking at a newspaper. He looks up and sees Barbara approaching, chatting on her phone. He gets up.
All right, listen, I gotta go, so I'll see you later. All right, bye. Sorry.
That's cool.
Sorry about that.
No problem. How you doing?
A little windy.
Yes, yeah, windy out here.
Sorry. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Everybody good?
Uh-huh. Yeah, great. Thanks for meeting me.
Sure. Hope you understand why I thought lunch was not a good idea.
So. Yeah, that's fine. You want some coffee?
No, I'm good, actually. I gotta go pretty soon. So.
She regards him awkwardly, then smiles.
Changed your hair, huh?
Yeah.
He smiles amicably at her. She looks a bit uneasy.
Yeah, so I just wanted to apologize. I lied to you, and I'm sorry for that.
She frowns and regards him with a puzzled expression.
Well, that's all you're gonna say?
He shrugs.
Well,
I don't really know what I do with that. What do I say? I forgive you, or what, we're supposed to get back together or something?
No, I just wanted to tell
you're
you.
You're not capable of a relationship, John. You're not.
Nah, right now, I'm not.
Because you're a selfish person and you're a liar.
Yeah, I was. I'm sorry.
I asked you to do one thing for me.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that when you said it before.
Yeah, well, I said it because it's true. That's why.
He eyes her tight-lipped.
It's not true.
Really?
You didn't only ask me for one thing. You asked for different things, and then I couldn't do it all for you.
Well, when a real man loves a woman, he doesn't mind doing things for her. All right, he'll do anything for her.
Yeah, but don't you think that sounds a little bit one-sided?
No, I don't. But that's why you like to watch those whores in those videos, because you don't gotta do anything for them, right?
Yeah, no, that's one-sided also, definitely.
Look, sweetie, I'm gonna go, okay? Don't call me anymore.
Looking uncomfortable, she goes. John stares after her with a thoughtful expression. Night, John, Bobby, and Danny are outside a pizza joint.
The streak is over, motherfucker! How's it feel?
Whatever, I'd rather get pizza with my boy.
That's new. Yeah. Every fucking time we go out, Don John smashes. But not tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The fans are devastated. Johnny, what happened?
Yeah, well, I thought it was all with old crop top.
No, that girl was annoying. She was tight, though. 8 solidly.
Her body was at least an 8, but I'm telling you, you didn't talk to her.
Who cares how she talks?
You asked why I didn't smash, that's why I didn't smash. What about you? You were kicking it to a ponytail, right? How'd it go?
Did you get a name?
I got a number.
Hey!
You like that?
Fucking right I do!
Yeah. Easy. Did you get her name?
Yeah! Wait.
Danny checks his phone.
Oh, fuck.
What?
I saved it as ponytail.
Danny boy!
Danny boy! All right. Take it easy.
Danny and John fall over as they horse around. At home, John finishes making his bed. He looks over at his laptop on the desk, then goes without touching it. Esther.
This fucking lady. Now, I don't usually like it when a girl looks me right in the eye. And this girl does that a lot. But I don't know what it is about her. When she does it, I don't mind. I just look right back at her. And pretty soon, I'm hard as a fucking rock. It's like she knows what I'm thinking. Or I know what she's thinking, or I don't know.
It's a two-way thing. I fucking love it.
John and Esther eat in an Indian restaurant.
And I don't mean love, like, oh, I love her, I want to marry her. I'm definitely not thinking about all that shit. And she's not either. She can't.
Esther is troubled by her own thoughts as she sits with John.
I guess I just mean love, like, you know, like, we're making love. And when we're doing it, all the bullshit does fade away. It's just me and her right there. And yeah, I do lose myself in her. And I could tell she's losing herself in me. And we're just fucking lost together.
Audio description by John Walskill at Deluxe. Don John, written and directed by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Produced by Ram Bergman. Executive producer Nicholas Chartier. Executive producers Ryan Kavanagh, Tucker Tooley. Director of photography Thomas Kloss. Production designer Megan C. Rogers. Film editor Lauren Zuckerman. Costume designer Leah Katz Nelson. Line producer Bruce Wayne Gillies. Music by Nathan Johnson. Music supervisor John Houlihan. Associate producer Nikos Karamigios. Visual effects supervisor Karen E. Goulikas. Casting by Venus Kanani, CSA. Mary Vernio, CSA. A Hit Record Films production. A Ram Bergman production. A film by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Cast: John, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Barbara, Scarlett Johansson. Esther, Julianne Moore. John Sr., Tony Danza. Angela, Glenn Headley. Monica, Brie Larson. Bobby, Rob Brown. Danny, Jeremy Luke. Gina, Italia Ricci. Lauren, Lindsay Broad. Lisa, Amanda Perez. Sequins, Sarah Dumont. Patricia, Sloan Avery. Barbara's mom, Loanne Bishop. Bartender, Aaron Barbayan. Pink, Arielle Rietzma. Teacher, Rizwan Manji. Waitress, Eva Marr. Promoter, Jason Burnham. Other driver, Johnny Ferrara. Hostess, Tiffany Pulvino. Woman in car, Sonny Brown. Fifi, Antoinette Calage. BB, Ariane Eason. Purple, Elena Kim. White shorts, Tanya Mitty Ushina. Church parishioner, Craig Marks. Hollywood Actress 1, Anne Hathaway. Hollywood Actor 1, Channing Tatum. Hollywood Actress 2, Megan Good. Hollywood Actor 2, Cuba Gooding Jr. Co-producer Jeff Franks. Unit production manager Mimi Gillies. First assistant director Brian O'Sullivan. Second assistant director Chelsea Donison. Assistant editors Thomas Calderon, Christopher Rakinski. Art director Elizabeth Cummings. Set decorator Cindy Coburn. Set designer Nicholas Scott. Script supervisor Renetta G. Amador. Second unit director of photography Jaron Prezant. Video assist Scott Crabb. Boom operator John Hayes. Sound utility Tim Song Jones. Second assistant director David Bush. Additional second assistant director Will Higgins. Key set production assistant Katie Larson. Location manager Peter Wolfe. Assistant location managers Rusty Tinder, Jesse Lauber. Construction coordinator Steve DeSantis. Lead scenic painter Kevin Mahoney. Background casting, central casting, Chris Bustard, Michelle Beatty. Production coordinator, Diane Ward. Additional production coordinator, Jen A. Hare. Post-production supervisor, Joe Feynman. Post-production assistant, Alex Trudeau-Viriato. Special effects coordinator, John Hartigan. Special effects foreman, Tim Carter. VFX supervisor, Bill Kunn. VFX producer, Jeff Atherton. Prop makers Jeff Tartaglini, Luis Aguilar. Additional photography, New Jersey, New York, unit production manager, Joe White, production supervisor, Tracy Scottle. First assistant director, Yuri Tondrowski, second assistant director, Aurore Lance, second assistant director, Thomas Ahern. Sound mixers, James Baker, David Schwartz, Boom operators Graham Gardner, Alison Howe. Location manager Mike McGrail. Supervising sound editor David Charastka. Re-recording mixers Gary A. Rizzo, Tony Villaflor. Recordist Ronald G. Rumas. Engineering services James Austin, Scott Brewer. Digital editorial support Danny Kakavo. Ryan Frias, Dmitry Makarov. About That Life, written by Dion Dobson, Lawrence Young and Antoine Vick, performed by Toyn Feet, L. Young, courtesy of Yon Tai Entertainment. The Mighty Don, written by Ryan Lott and Nathan Johnson, performed by The Cinematic Underground, courtesy of Chop Logic Music. Money Talks, written by Amon Flanagan and Christopher Carpenter, performed by See For Yourself, courtesy of Beat Mob Entertainment Group, by special arrangement with Paragon Film Music. The events, characters, and entities depicted in this motion picture, as well as any names used, are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or to actual events or entities is purely coincidental and unintentional. Don John Productions, LLC, is the author of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or copying of this film, or any part thereof, including soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties. Don John Productions, LLC, all rights reserved, copyright 2013. Distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company, www.warnerbros.com.